Chairman Solis, I believe that the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct her hearings, or just hold on while she finds her paperwork.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Could you please just restate your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Ricky Reyes Jr., 2762-58.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. This is concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant.
Okay.
You were notified about this form, hearing when you signed a form. There was a form that told you the hearing would be today. Do you remember that form?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
Just me, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look to your right, so my left, down that way, on the end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name's Gail Rittenhouse, and I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Turner, who you can see right now. He's a parole officer with Department of Corrections. So we represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. Okay, sir? So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Yates and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Yates?
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Yates, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Yates, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to respond whether it's true or false, sir. That will be phase one of the hearing. Okay, so here is the allegation. Is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Traditions, 2429 West Vista in Phoenix, on or about December 23rd, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you are absconded from supervision. Mr. Yates, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Yates' admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or could lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second, Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright. I heard Mr. Neal. Did I hear Mr. Quinones?
I agree.
You agree? Oh, thank you. Okay. And I'm marking some paperwork. Okay. Back to you, Mr. Yates. We'll move to phase two of your hearing, but before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to update us with some information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back with you to ask you some questions and talk to you a little bit. So hold the line. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. Yates was released from ADC custody on 12-12-2018 and arrested on 2-25-2019 by the Phoenix Police Department. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 2-25-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 8-15-2019 with 64 abscondes. Current convictions, 2011 commitment C, count 1, theft means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2011 commitment C, count 2, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2011, commitment D, count 1, theft means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2011, commitment A, count 5, theft means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2011, commitment A, count 11, forgery of credit cards, 2 years, 6 months. 2012, commitment B, count 2, theft means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2012, commitment B, count three, theft means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2012, commitment B, count four, theft means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms in supervision. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with drugs, violence, forgery, and drug paraphernalia noted. Other arrest, 2008, theft, California, juvenile probation. He has a GB score of G3, V4.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Gates, we have a very brief summary of your supervision notes, and they indicate that you were, as we mentioned, released to traditions, but there's no indication that you stayed there. Where did you go after traditions?
You know, I had this big spiel about what I was going to say. Honestly, I was terrified. I'm not from here. I'm from California. I spent most of my time in Arizona in the Department of Correction.
Right.
I met with some people, a couple of friends that I'd known that I met in here that were actually working, that actually made it on parole. I stayed with them for a little bit. I worked for one of them actually at Jackson's Auto Glass. I was working for a little while. Honestly, I met a girl. I fell in love and all that.
Where were you living?
Oh, I was on 9406 Third Drive off of Patrick.
Okay.
I stayed there for a little bit. Just my buddy, he had a motorcycle accident. I stayed there to help my grandmother out. Mm-hmm. She's 83 years old, and I was just there helping her out.
Okay. All right. So you say you met a girl. You were working, right? You said you were working.
Yes, ma'am.
And what were you doing? You mentioned the company, but
it's Jackson's Auto Glass.
Jackson's Auto Glass. And was that like installing windshields or something like that?
Yeah. It would be the same thing as a Safe Life.
Okay.
Safe Life repair, but uh-huh. Auto Glass repair.
Okay.
Okay, that's the same thing.
Okay. Had you done that kind of work before, or you just learned it?
I just learned.
Okay.
They were training me.
Sure. Okay. Whatever kind of work have you done in the past?
I've done construction, welding, the jack of all trades, really. I've light carpentry.
Okay. So you have job skills. When you get back out, you're going to have some skills that you can earn a living.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, sir. You're responsible to submit some urines to task, but you left, you absconded. Why did you not get the hold of your parole officer?
To be quite honest with you, I didn't want to come back to prison. I was just scared. I was like, oh, dude, I know. I left the halfway house due to the fact, I know, it's
okay.
Irresponsible. There's no excuses for it.
You had not been on parole before?
Never.
Okay.
Because
the whole idea is your parole officer is actually there to help you. They can help you with
right.
a place to live and finding a job and then make your transition back into society. You seem like a bright guy, which is why I'm just so puzzled why you chose this route.
There's no excuse for it other than the fact that I was scared. I've never been here before. I don't know the state. I don't have family here. I mean, I have some ties to the community, but mostly I'm just by myself, so I didn't know where to turn or where to go to. And I hadn't met my parole officer. All I had met was the intake officer. So I didn't know what to do.
Okay.
And instead of going out there and committing more crimes and being even more irresponsible, I chose to just listen to one of my friends, he said, look, bro, you can come work here, save some money. When you're ready, we'll get you turned back in to the parole office. We'll do all that.
Okay.
And so, and before I could do that, I was arrested trying to help retrieve our friend's stolen truck. Somebody had stolen my friend's truck. So we're over there trying to pick his truck up, and that's when the police...
Okay, so that's what happened on the 25th when you got picked up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. That was something else I was going to ask you. Have you, I see you have a dangerous drug conviction. What was that about?
I was in a vehicle with some friends, and underneath my seat was a meth pipe and like a small bag of heroin.
Okay, and that those were yours?
No, all I had on my possession was my weed. I had some weed and I had a little bit of meth.
Okay, you did have meth, though, so you've used meth.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I had meth on me, but the paraphernalia that they had found was not mine.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have anybody have a question. Okay, Mr. Yates, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance. Is there anything else you thought the board should consider in its decision?
I'm not the same kid I was when I was arrested. I'm 30 years old. I understand the severity of the situation. I realize I messed up, but I value my freedom more than I did when I was younger. You know, when you're young, you're dumb, you don't care. You figure, oh, mom and dad will clear this up for you. I don't have mom or dad. I have me. I have a 10-year-old son. I believe I've missed enough time. I've messed up enough. I do have a job. I do have a place to go to. I apologize, and that's all I can say is I apologize for my actions. There's no excuses for anything I've done, and I'm not going to make excuses. I messed up. That's on me. And I do appreciate you guys taking the time out to do this.
Okay, Mr. Yates, thank you. The board's going to go into discussion, and in Arizona, we do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so we haven't talked about your case before right now. So what we'll do is we'll just ask you to stay on the phone, just listen to the conversation, remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir? All right, thank you, Mr. Yates. The board's now in discussion. Now, Mr. Yates, it sure has a long history of car thefts, and lots of them, and a theft as a juvenile in California as well. Unfortunately, he did not get the... It didn't occur to him, he's a smart enough guy, it didn't occur to him that the parole officer might be of assistance to him when he was out, especially not knowing Arizona, not knowing Phoenix. Parole officer would be a great resource, because they know a lot of stuff, but he chose not to contact his parole officer, for whatever reason. Even from what I hear him saying, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm just not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision just for the fact that he didn't contact his parole officer. That's like a very basic thing when you're on community supervision. But I'd listen to any thoughts of board members. Okay. All right. I'm going to make a motion then based on information. We're at 2019W0028. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Yates was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 64 days.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed. Motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Johnson agreed. Therefore, Mr. Moore, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Yates, the board is there to revoke your community supervision, so we're showing you with a release date of August 15th of this year. And at that point, you'll be free to go back to California or stay if you like it here. It's pretty hot in August, though. You may not. That's not the hottest time of year. If you've been here, I don't know. But you seem like a bright guy. I hope this is the end of your criminal career, sir. You know, you've got a long career involving car thefts, and I just hope that this is going to be a change. And that we'll never see you back here in Orange. Not that we don't like you. All right, sir. Wish you the best, and if you just lay the phone down, don't hang it up on the cradle. Just lay it down, and yep, there you go. And let the CO3 know that you're finished.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Yates.